Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2607, Retirement Planning at Midlife, 6 Tips for a Secure Future, by Kathleen Coxwell of NewRetirement.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into our post for today as we optimize your life. Retirement Planning at Midlife, 6 Tips for a Secure Future, by Kathleen Coxwell of NewRetirement.com. At midlife, your income is usually better than when you were younger, and you've got more information to work with. If you're already saving, this period means adding new layers to your existing retirement plan so it can bloom into something bigger. If not, it means buckling down and making up for lost time. Whether you're late to the party or moving forward with bigger plans, here's a retirement planning checklist for midlife. Number 1, make sure saving is second nature. By the time you reach your late 30s, you should already have a good handle on tucking money away for retirement. One recommendation is that you should have about 1.4 times your annual salary set aside by the time you're 35, 2.4 times when you're 40, and 3.7 times by age 45. When you reach 50, you'll want 5.2 times your annual salary saved. However, those are just benchmarks. You should consider using a retirement calculator to assess how much money you should be saving. The New Retirement Calculator will give you a highly personalized number for exactly how much money you'll need at 3 different time periods in your life. Best of all, you can adjust all of your data until you figure out a plan that's achievable. Some finance experts say that in your 40s, you'll want to have a nice long chat with a financial planner. They can help spot problems and give you a more accurate idea of your overall financial fitness as it applies to retirement. If you aren't maximizing 401k or IRA contributions, now is the time to take advantage of every tax-deferred penny. Number 2, invest with purpose. If investments make you nervous, they shouldn't. You don't have to watch the market every day and read all of the financial magazines, although that doesn't hurt. And you don't have to be a hardcore trader to put your money to work so that it can grow. You might consider thinking like a pension manager, since that's what you'll be doing. A trader takes lots of high risks in the hopes of a major payout. A pension manager understands the goals of any investment and forms a slow and steady strategy that helps meet the future need. The result is a calmer, more predictable investing style that more often meets its goals, they explain. Between your 401k or IRA or both and modest long-term investments, the time period between your late 30s and your 50s should help you beef up your retirement savings into a strong, dependable foundation for later. Number 3, set goals and priorities. There is a reason that this time is famous for crazy antics and crises, but a midlife crisis does not have to be a bad thing. Your 40s and 50s are an ideal time to take stock of what you've done and what you still want to do. With whom do you want to spend time? Where do you want to live? What do you want to be doing? All of your goals and priorities should be worked into your retirement planning. Number 4, create and maintain a retirement plan. Retirement may still be a decade or more away. However, it's not too early to create a detailed retirement plan. Creating a plan for when to quit your current job when to start Social Security, whether you'll downsize or not, how much you can spend every month, and more will help make taking action now even easier. Creating a plan is like visualizing your future. You can see what else you need to do and the importance of the steps you're taking now for a secure retirement. Midlife is a time when goals can become clearer because you have so much more information to work with. Where before, you only saved what you could towards a somewhat fuzzy goal. Now some of the shapes on the horizon are starting to clear up. And as time goes by, you simply need to update your plan, making adjustments based on your evolving goals and situation. Number 5, bump up your savings when the kids leave home. As your kids get older, you can probably cut back a little more, streamline your budget, and build up your savings. And research shows that when kids leave home or graduate college, it's a huge opportunity to really start saving a lot more for retirement. The idea is that you start saving all of the money you've been spending on the kids. And number 6, try a sabbatical or mini retirement. Think again if you believe retirement at age 50 is impossible. Sure, maybe you cannot quit working forever, but maybe you can try on retirement and see what it feels like. More and more people are doing a mini retirement by taking a month or a year-long sabbatical from work. Some temporary retirees opt to spend time with family. Others pursue a hobby, and still others explore alternate work arrangements, a second career. Midlife is the time for key decisions and taking action. Saving and saving more is key during midlife. Getting a handle on your retirement plan is another critical checklist item. But there are also many other big decisions to make, and instead of just thinking about retirement, you need to take some action. The following factors can drastically impact how much retirement savings you will eventually need. If you're a homeowner, you probably want to consider whether you'll stay put and pay off the house, or if you'll have a mortgage in one location or another forever. Housing is usually a household's most costly expense. You'll need a lot less in retirement savings if you've paid off your mortgage. Can you get serious about paying off debt, especially non-mortgage debt? Health issues might emerge during this time that direct your planning towards long-term healthcare, and you've got a good handle on your money management style. Will you help your kids pay for college or prioritize retirement savings? And when do you want to leave your current job? Will you transition into retirement or stop working cold turkey? No two people have the same life experiences, and no two people want the same thing out of retirement. And there is more than one way to achieve a secure retirement. Now is the time to set more focused goals and tweak your saving and investing strategies to make your retirement exactly what you need it to be. You just listened to the post titled Retirement Planning at Midlife, 6 Tips for a Secure Future by Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I hear from a lot of people who feel like they got a late start on saving for retirement. In fact, there's a podcast and Facebook group called Catching Up to FI, specifically geared towards people who feel like they're behind on saving and investing. I think the FIRE movement appeals to late starters because the aggressiveness of saving and investing a higher than average percentage of your income allows you to simply reach the goal faster. And late starters don't have the luxury of time. One of the most popular speeches from the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce, is from Jackie Cummings Kosky, who got up in front of hundreds of people and shared her real numbers on how she retired in 10 years. What was so compelling about it was that she was 38 when she got started, and she was a single Black mother making less than six figures. She did that speech just as she pulled the plug on her career at 49 years old. I actually just talked to her today. She's going to be at the next Economy Conference in March, helping me with a breakout session for the Catching Up to FI group. 4 years in, her retirement is going very well. There's a lot of fear-mongering about how much money you should have saved by a certain age, but I'd encourage you to relax a bit. You can't think creatively with a body or mind that is overly stressed. Money is completely figure-outable, and the fact that you're here tells me you're going to be just fine. And that should do it for today. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show and sharing it with others. It really goes a long way to keep this podcast going. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.